Podcast family, what's up? This is your boy Marlo coming at you. We are back for episode 11 of the House Rules Podcast. I'm your host Marlo. We got Kyle, we got Bochis.
What's going on?
The gang is back. We had 1 week off. We had a little remodeling being done in the studio, but the boys are back. How's everyone's week? How's everyone's feeling?
Been
healthy,
good.
Strong, happy.
Yeah.
Not too much healthy, but.
Oh my God.
Hey, health is wealth, man.
Come on, buddy. You're healthy. You got all your limbs, you know?
That I know of.
What do you mean? You got limbs? That doesn't even. Okay, whatever. It's not even. All right. So this past week, we had a few different announcements. Even the last week, I know we missed a couple of things. We'll touch on that. Mm-hmm. First things first, earnings. Earnings are back. They are very, very interesting. Huge numbers. I know yesterday on stream, Bochis was asking me, like, is this one going to be? And I literally said yes, yes, yes to everything.
Yeah.
And Bochis was like, really? Really? And I was like, yeah.
I think
I said yes to Ford. I guess I said pretty much everything except like one of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ford actually went down.
But they beat.
Yeah,
they beat.
They all beat.
Yeah, they all beat. But so
I think everything so far has pretty much beaten.
Mostly, yeah. So we'll start with the important ones real quick. Apple.
The Fang, right?
Yep.
Apple beat. Revenue increased by, what did they say, 78%? Was that Microsoft? So one of them did 54%, one did 78%.
Yeah.
I forget which one.
I saw that Apple raised their dividends by 7%.
And they're doing $90 billion in buybacks.
Insane.
Yeah, exactly. Insane. Yeah.
Can't expect anything less with Apple, guys.
Yeah.
Exactly.
At this point,
Stock split, still going up. Now $90 billion in buybacks.
This is exactly why we said you should be an Apple.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just looking at the old stuff. You know,
it's just, yeah.
Some you're of not you, down on Apple. It's going down by more.
You know some of you make this a little too difficult.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's pretty clear. Apple's a big winner. I think services had gone up. And like the breakdown of what was their most profitable, like sectors or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
To me, no surprise. Everyone got the stimulus. Everyone's getting unemployment. People are continuing to buy Apple. That's just a no-brainer to me.
Yeah,
pretty much everyone's getting money some way or another.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I know. So I don't know if you guys have seen that even certain places are giving you a sign-on bonus to hire you.
Wow.
Have you seen that?
Really?
Yeah. No, so yeah. You've seen that? You haven't seen that
and
yet?
And firing you.
Okay, I don't know that one.
I don't want to say the company because it's confidential stuff. But yeah, there's like a big company that would give you like a bonus to quit.
Hmm. Wow.
Now I was like, what?
Well, I mean, when you cool, is it when you quit or when you fire, when you get fired, when you get your severance package?
I don't know which one it was.
I think it's when you get fired.
Hmm.
I think when you get fired, you get a severance package. But you're saying if you quit, they'll give you a bonus.
Yeah.
Okay, got you. Wow. So yeah, okay. So some places are giving you like $200 sign on bonuses, $500. I'm sure bigger companies are probably giving even more because no one wants to come back to work. Because they're still getting paid for unemployment, they're doing other things now, so they don't have to go back to work.
Yeah.
So there's like a real big demand in the labor space, like for people, they want you to come back to work.
Right, right.
So we have Applebee, then we have Facebook, another big one
beat by a lot.
Yeah.
That's
probably one of the biggest winners. Earlier we've talked about how they are now like monetizing Instagram, how that would definitely be a big winner for them. And I think it reflects in the earnings and what the stock is now doing. And with the stock, I mean, the stock's been going up for the last like 2 months.
Yeah. Forget Instagram.
Why? You don't like Instagram?
You can't post on your PC.
Oh, yeah. We did that run into that problem yesterday. Huh?
I was surprised.
Is there no Instagram?
There's a way, but.
But there's no Instagram app for the PC?
No, there isn't.
Okay, you
checked
that.
Yeah, I checked. Gotcha. I checked everything and I figured out the way to do it, but I'm just like, wow, this is weird.
But you can still do it from your phone. Why can't you do it from your phone?
I mean,
if you just export it onto you, you just put it, email to yourself, you download it, and then you post it.
If you're struggling with memory, it can be kind of tough.
Oh, well, you could have just sent it to me. I mean, I could have done it. So then we got that. We got Microsoft, another big one.
Another big one.
Bochis brought up to me that apparently they've been killing it with the PC stuff.
Yeah.
PC no parts. Surprise. No surprise. Yeah. Especially with the last year, the pandemic, everyone doing stuff that's online based. It makes sense for
working from
home. We all got PCs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So PC parts, working from home, all that. People do need computers now at home. You can't just for people who went to the office space to be on the computer now, you need one at home.
Yeah, especially over there. I'm pretty sure they have like well run PCs.
Exactly.
So
yeah, they have like
something reliable.
Exactly.
I think more people now are getting comfortable not only buying like PCs, but like getting into building them. Like,
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Me and you went from not even knowing wanting a damn PC thing,
yeah,
to building our own.
I know we were all about Mac.
Yeah.
I remember this time a year ago, we were just like, yo, we can't wait to get a new iMac, this mm-hmm. and that. And we ended up building our own PC. So that's pretty cool.
Which,
so,
yeah. I was telling my girlfriend the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, I used to be anti-PC, anti-Windows. Yeah, same. And I was like, Windows 10? I actually like it.
Windows
like
10 is cool. Yeah.
Windows 10 is really cool. Like this a lot.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
fan of both, but I definitely, I'm loving Windows 10, loving mm-hmm. a PC.
Light. Yeah, it's fun having a PC. Like, yeah. Every morning I get up and I turn it on, I see it light up. I'm like, damn.
The lighting up part is definitely mm-hmm. cool, I will say. That is one thing.
It never gets old.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't. Just seeing the little fans.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, very cool. So we have Microsoft B, another big one.
I think this was probably the biggest one, no? Google.
Oh, Google. Okay. Yeah, yeah, Google, another crazy one. And another stock who's been running and running for the past couple of months. To me, again, no surprise at this point.
Yeah, I think the only one that didn't do well on part of the fan group.
Netflix. Yeah.
They missed expectations by like 118.
And that one.
They reported the lowest amount of growth in as far as users and history, supposedly.
And see, and then that one to me wasn't a surprise either.
Mm-hmm. No, they peaked during the pandemic.
Exactly. I was telling somebody the other day, like, if you're Netflix and we went through pandemic and there's a time where everyone was inside and you hit your like biggest numbers, it's kind of hard to keep that up mm-hmm. in a time where everything's opening up. Not to mention you raise your prices.
Right. Like every year seems so far they raised it, right?
Yeah, but again, now if you want like the premium, like the one that I had, the 3, the 4 screens, whatever, mm-hmm. 8, whatever, it was like $18.
Yeah, it's a lot. Now.
Damn.
Which, again, it's not like that's a huge amount, but for it to go from I was paying like $12 mm-hmm. to now $18, and there's stuff like HBO Max,
Say the competition, Hulu, Disney, like
exactly.
Crazy,
so it was literally as simple as, what else is out there? Is this better? Okay, cool. Just don't have Netflix anymore.
Yeah, I think
they're still leading, I feel like, but they got to figure something out.
Are they though? I don't touch Netflix nearly
I still
as much.
Think they're still leading now still.
Yeah.
But their time's coming.
I think they are still leading.
All the other stuff is still kind of fairly new, you can say, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think the only one that has its number is Disney.
Well, yeah, Disney's untouchable at this point.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, they just if have that's
too
the one that
under them, ESPN, Hulu. Hulu's getting better.
They're starting
to come up with a lot of better content than before. Mm-hmm. You can't really find them.
It was just
Hulu.
All like stuff old that's already stuff been out. Too, yeah.
Yeah. But now they're bringing that back, shows like Drake and Josh and all that. Like,
I don't know. I don't really love Netflix at this moment.
Yeah.
As a stock or as a like streaming platform, because mm-hmm. I have HBO Max and I love HBO Max. Even though I will say HBO Max is like user interface, like their website is terrible, terrible.
It's not the best to Netflix.
But you watch it through your computer and all that. That's how you watch.
Yeah, yeah. I watch it like on my browser.
On the app is pretty easy. I like it.
Yeah, okay. I don't have that, but in terms of like your browser on Safari or whatever you use, the worst experience ever. I'm talking slow. Non-responsive, mm-hmm. It's terrible.
Yeah,
like, and that's at least Netflix has that right, where like it's seamless.
It's almost the same as the app. Yeah, on the browser with
they
Netflix.
Make it easier for you to like look up stuff, everything.
Yeah,
recommendations.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Speaking of HBO Max, I think Netflix kind of has to follow their model soon. I mean, going into like movie production and stuff. I know they've kind of started doing that.
But yeah,
I think that's the only place they can go from here. To be honest, because. You know, Hulu's taking the TV space. HBO Max is going to take the movie space pretty soon. Yeah. So Netflix kind of has to get rolling on that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're just going to get passed up at this point, you know?
Yeah, because HBO Max, the whole movie thing is very cool.
That's dope.
Very, yeah.
But now if there's a movie that you're like, maybe I'll wait for the theater. Yeah. It's right there for you.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, movies that I probably would not have gone to see at the theaters, I'm now watching just because it's there. So
yeah,
I might as well take advantage.
Well, I guess for me, it was different because I had the movie pass with AMC. Mm-hmm. So it would be like, I don't really know, but we have the pass anyway.
Right.
So you might as well go see it.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. So
I forgot about that.
But the pandemic changed all that.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? Now I even had it and like, I don't want to go back now because there's no point.
Wait, did AMC have the recliner seats?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
In the Mills for sure. The one down in by Temecula has them, and then a couple other ones, but not Victoria Gardens and Rancho didn't have them.
Oh, okay.
But
So, and then we also had Shop. Yeah. Shop is another big one.
Man, big one. Not really surprising either.
Though. Not surprising either because I see everyone using their platform. Mm-hmm. Everyone's using Shopify. Everything, again, everything moving to online e-commerce. Mm-hmm. It is literally no surprise. And to go back to, some of you guys are making this much more difficult than it has to be. Where's everything going online? Okay, cool. What sells online? Amazon. It's just not.
Yeah.
Not everything has to be that difficult. You know what I'm saying? No. For everyone who asks, what should I invest in? Or what's new? I'm like, maybe don't get into what's new. You know, you don't have to get into crypto or like SafeMoon. Maybe get into like something more regular like Shopify, Amazon. It's not that. Yeah. It's not rocket science is what I was saying.
Like you bring up a good point. If someone asks, what should I invest in? Say, name me five companies that come to your head instantly.
Yeah.
And okay, you Apple, probably get into that. All right. There you go. You already got your list.
Exactly.
Nowadays, you probably hear
Doge. Doge. Unfortunately, yeah. You're right.
CCIV. Like, wait, what? Yeah.
But now, one that didn't get talked about a lot. That I liked, I know Kyle saw it for sure, was UPS.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now had a big
another
corner.
Not surprising one. Because everyone's ordering stuff.
Exactly.
Ooh,
they're
you're
getting
right.
probably all-time high. Remember there was a point a couple months ago highs. They had said, we're at all-time high like, traffic right now.
Yeah.
Like, we can't even keep up with orders.
Exactly. Yeah.
No it's surprise getting there. Even, and then FedEx kind of followed them. With that, they didn't report their earnings, but again, it's a
I mean, play. People were already doing that before the pandemic, ordering everything through online.
Right.
And now when the whole pandemic happened, even more reason. Like
more
said,
so.
Just more traffic.
Yeah.
So definitely. Another. I mean, I don't know. This earnings seems, you know, I know a lot of stuff are beating but going down, but it seems like numbers wise, this could be a very heavy beating.
Yeah, I think the beating and going down has less to do with the stock. More so to do with like the market and the ES and... Mm-hmm.
AMD had another big quarter.
Yep.
Oh, they reported already?
Yeah.
That one, I didn't know
that one did really well as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
They reported yesterday, right? Or technically
yesterday. Tuesday after Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay, so, gotcha. And again, no surprise there.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see NVIDIA.
Yeah, especially with the crypto stuff.
Yeah.
Because of all the, we were just talking about people who we know who are not wanting to get into crypto mining and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So who makes that? Or who, you know, plays in that space is NVIDIA. Yeah. So what will be interesting for AMD is, can you use their stuff to crypto mine? Not that I know.
I think they have to catch up. Yeah.
But imagine if they start making something that can be used for crypto mining.
Mm-hmm.
Another game changer. That stock immediately should double.
Yeah.
Just off that.
So I was watching a video undervalued.
Is definitely undervalued.
I was watching a video on AMD's like graphics cards and he was saying like AMD is literally a year in. You know what I mean? NVIDIA is like 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
So just give it time.
Yeah, give it time.
We'll see what AMD could do, you know, with it.
So another big report that we had this week actually is capital gains.
Market didn't like that.
Market didn't. as what you like to say, Powell. His real name is Powell.
Mm-hmm.
He did report that he wants or there's no change in interest rates for one.
Mm-hmm.
Biden said. Okay. Let me restart this. My bad.
Yeah, Sleepy.
So, Sleepy Joe, my boy Sleepy, Joe Biden, he's the one saying he wants to a capital gains hike.
That came out
and
earlier in the week or last week?
I think that
was last Thursday.
Okay, got you. So, that's when that happened. Market, like you said, did not like that.
No.
One thing that I have seen people say is that it makes some sense because the economy is doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
Corporations and big companies are also doing so well. So it makes sense to do a corporate tax hike in that environment rather than to do that in an environment where corporations are struggling, businesses struggling, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So people are saying that it makes sense, that it's not the worst thing in the world. Mm-hmm. Now, will stocks still react negatively? Probably.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I want to know what you guys think about the corporate rate tax hike. What do you guys think about it?
Honest
or do you guys
opinion,
think anything? It doesn't even matter.
Honest
I don't even
opinion,
know.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't
me.
Matter,
like,
right?
To me, like, okay, so...
Short, long term.
Yeah, so we're not a corporation, right?
Yeah.
But we do fall under capital gains tax. That's,
yeah.
That's the reality, right?
Yeah.
So for me personally, when I see people on social media complaining about stuff like this,
yeah.
9 times out of 10, I feel like they're phonies. You know what I mean? Like, they're just uproar just to make them seem like it really applies to them, when in reality, like,
it doesn't.
A profitable trader or, like, whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
So for me, it's like, look, you want this lifestyle of being like a trader or being an investor, whatever.
Yeah.
Real estate even falls into that.
Yeah.
You take what comes with it and you make the most out of it. So whether that means getting a better accountant or doing what you got to do to sort of optimize, we'll say, tax breaks and whatnot.
Like, right.
You do that and you move on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's my opinion on it. You know,
I will say, if capital gains goes from, like, let's say it's 10 to 40. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
There's a big problem.
But
but again, if there's like a incremental change, for the most part, everyone should be fine.
Right.
But again, I think it's more so the unknown of
what
it could be.
Yeah.
So there's a capital gains tax and the corporate tax hike, both two things. Then we had Powell said that interest rates are not being changed.
Expected.
As expected. Mm-hmm. I think we had GDP growth 5-6% the first quarter. Another big thing, not too surprising, after, again, all the stimulus and all the stuff being pumped into the economy. What else did he say? I think he had one more thing to say, didn't he?
Something about bonds, right?
Something about bonds. Okay.
Inflation.
There you go. That he does see an inflation increase, which is makes sense.
Yeah.
Here's the one thing I do want to bring up though. With them continuing to say that he sees no change in interest rates, right? Over or under, by the end of the year, we get an interest rate hike.
By the end of the year?
Yeah.
So December.
By the end of this December, is there any chance, at the rate things are going, right? Economy continuing to grow and expand and things are getting back to normal. Things are opening up, more stimulus. Everything seems to be on the uptrend, right? Any chance that they change tone and go, damn, you know what? Looks like we might be able to do an interest rate hike.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think so.
So
I
say over. Over or under?
Yeah, over. Yeah.
I say over as well.
Yeah.
Because why not? We've been in this same place. So last year around, I would say the fourth quarter, we were already talking about us going to zero. We're near zero, right? But we were talking about us literally being at zero interest. That's where we were headed. And then all of a sudden that did stop, which makes sense. Things started to get a lot better. The vaccine started to finally, it's finally going to come out. People starting to get vaccinated.
Yep.
And then now we're in a state in which we just see no change. So we went from going to zero to no change. At some point, the tune's going to change to, we can now hike. Because they're already saying that by 2022 or 2023, right?
Yeah.
So that's like a year or two away. I see no reason why at some point, if things at this rate, we might see some sort of a hike.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Okay.
100%.
Because it does seem like some are not set. I'm not saying getting lazy and just, zero, here we go. But I think it is pretty possible.
Yeah, I don't see why not either, especially when businesses kind of get their feedback under them and stuff.
Yeah.
Why you wouldn't at that point. Especially, you know, people are talking about most places being open by summer.
Yeah.
You know, at that point, it's like, December, why not?
Exactly. So June, we're reopening as California. That's where we live. New York,
July 1st,
full reopening back to normal.
Which is really, really shocking that they're going
full out.
Yeah,
that's like the busiest city.
Exactly. In America, pretty much.
And I know. I mean, yeah. I don't know what to say about that, to be honest, about New York.
Yeah, because even Cali. Newsom said you still gotta wear masks, but we're gonna be fully open.
Yeah.
So that's a little interesting.
I didn't see anything about that with New York, which I did find interesting as well.
So we'll see. I think they're gonna go like a month or before, probably gonna make that announcement. I'm assuming, right? Because people gotta know.
Right.
Are we supposed to wear this or not?
Yeah.
But see, I think even if it doesn't fall on the state, I think businesses individually will say, hey, or put the little sign that says, hey, wear your mask or whatnot. Because even here, I think once everything, even when we get to the point where they say, you don't have to wear a mask, there'll still be business to say, just wear your mask.
Same topic. Yeah, right? They also announced vaccinated people don't have to wear a mask anymore.
Unless
it's in a really crowded area. So
really? Okay. Yeah, that's
that
interesting.
Could be, they might fall under that logic of vaccinated people no mask.
Yeah.
Unless really crowded.
Right, so, right. Like a,
you know, we'll see. Concert we'll see. Or something. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, I already see a lot of people without it.
Yeah, same.
Like, but outside, it makes sense. You know, because.
Yeah, again, I would say outside it.
Yeah.
I would say outside it's less of a big deal. Mm-hmm. But I think when you're indoors, closed spaces, it's probably still safer just to wear them.
Exactly. You know, exactly.
It's really not, and again, it's not really not that hard. Just
More and more places are offering vaccines too. I see the liquor store the other day is like offering it.
Really?
Yeah.
So I know. I know it for at least Cali.
Not surprised.
At least I know for Cali. All adults are able to get it, right?
Yeah, yep. Well, anyone now.
Yeah,
oh, like anyone?
Legit. I'm pretty sure they got through pretty much all the essential people, right?
Yeah, So I'm telling you, this liquor store literally said, you need a vaccine, come inside.
Bam.
So I was like, for show.
Yeah. what's it called? So then we also have, I know we talked about real estate the last couple of podcasts.
Excuse me.
We have more developing. So I was talking to you guys about how we've heard a lot of anecdotes about people who have tried to get a home, get beat out by cash offers, right? And apparently there's also a few services or companies who, if you give them like a 20% down or whatever it might be, they will then go purchase the house for you as a cash offer. So you could beat out other people. And then you set up a mortgage with them.
Yeah.
To me, seems like an ingenious idea at the moment.
I agree.
Now, that could change.
Yeah.
That could change very quickly. But at the moment, genius.
Yeah. Assuming things are constant, meaning, you know, the rates with them are outrageously different than what you would get through.
Like a regular bank or whatever it might be.
Was it
FHA?
Yeah, FHA or whatever. Assuming it's not too much different or exactly the same as that, I think that's a no-brainer right now.
Yeah.
In the
current state that we're in, and it's being so competitive, it allows you to beat someone else out. Yeah. So, you know,
it gives you a real shot.
Yeah,
you
know? a little bit of an edge.
Exactly. So does this open a new opportunity for businesses?
In terms of doing that?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
take advantage of what's going on right now with the real estate.
For sure. Yeah, I think. Yeah.
So, like, if you're an investor, well, that's kind of makes it a little harder because you got to do contracts and all that. But, like, say you have this person with money, would you go into that?
Or would you keep buying real estate? Like, already had money to invest?
Yeah. Or are you just going to keep buying real estate?
I think I'll keep buying. Because long term.
Yeah,
the buying.
That's true. Because then if you're giving them money, you're just helping them out.
Yeah.
It's being nice. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it just depends on the situation you're in. If you, like, let's say your portfolio is already insane, maybe I would dabble in sort of a business model like that. But if I'm still trying to grow my portfolio, I think I'm still just buying.
Gotcha. At that point, I'll buy all the houses and let them live for free.
Very, very generous.
I mean, why do you laugh at that?
I just, it's.
No, Marlo.
seems
like I won't do it.
So it's not the first thing I expected you to say, but hey, I mean,
I'm gonna say, well, if you do for there, but
if you want to do that, I'll take a spot. I'll take a spot. I'll do what I gotta do.
We got a chain in there for you.
You go.
No, I'm kidding.
This man came for us different energy today. Woo.
No, man.
Any other thoughts?
That's dope though. Like you guys are saying, that's super
that's cool.
That makes it easier for those that don't have all that money up front.
Exactly, yeah.
I will say I've seen similar models. I don't think it was exactly like that, though, where the company, like, bought the house cash for people. I think it was just people giving, like, better rates. Something along those lines.
Right.
I didn't look too much into it. Like, but
essentially,
exactly. Yeah. It was more of like, hey, instead of going through FHA, come through us. And it's sort of like a third party kind of thing. But I don't think they were buying the house cash for you in order to mortgage with them.
Yeah.
So just giving you a better deal.
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. Exactly.
So the only downfall I see what we're talking about right now is it just creates more competition.
Yeah. Honestly.
What do you mean? Like, now, the purpose of that company is essentially for you to beat out the competition.
That's what I'm saying. But then more people see, oh, now I have a better chance. Let me go into, like, Like, you're saying it gives you're more opportunity for more people to keep competing. Pool. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. It creates like, a little more competition.
Yeah. Well, again, I think one of the requirements with this company is you have to put like a pretty big down payment. Yeah. So,
yeah.
For those who can, definitely gives them an edge. I get what you're saying. Yeah. Any other anecdotes? Anything else you guys have been seeing in the real estate market that you guys want to talk about?
Man, just keeps getting crazier.
Just getting crazy.
Yeah.
I think last thoughts on this one is any slowing of the market. Do you guys see like in real estate?
Because what we talked about of the shortage, it's hard to see us slow it down. It's probably gonna get worse.
I don't know if maybe I've seen that lumber prices continue to rise.
Insane.
And I think we talked about this last week.
Yeah, we did.
About how like they so underbuilt because of the 2008 crisis. Mm-hmm. That even now, like even as things continue to ramp up, they're still like well under what we should be.
Yeah.
So to that note, I see no slowdown in this. Like,
yeah, and it's to the point now where I'm looking at like new communities being built in the area, and I'm like, whew, good luck. You know, it's gonna be bidding wars for these.
Yeah, before the podcast, we were talking about how like for the average investor, and you bring up how $500,000 in California, that's pretty much what you have to be able to afford.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's technically your startup home,
and that is what we get in our startup homes. I mean, that's insane.
Isn't summer like the busiest time too for houses? Is that spring?
I don't know.
Yeah, I actually don't know.
I know spring for sure.
Yeah,
I don't know about summer.
So in terms of like,
buying. I've been hearing realtors saying that wait, watch summer, more houses are gonna go up for sale.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows?
If you kind of use like what is it the transitive property, mm-hmm. going back to what, fourth grade arithmetic, I mean, if we take a look at like most weddings and stuff happen spring, summer, people mm-hmm. going moving into house, sure, yeah,
okay.
I mean, you know someone.
Yeah,
exactly, to that point. Yeah.
Maybe actually. I'm just going based off that. I like to base things off on one things.
Okay.
Very deliberate with your study. Yeah, there you go.
No, I feel it. Lumber prices, the shortage, all of that continues to play a factor in the real estate game. I see no slow up.
But honestly, like, is it the worst thing in the world if somebody's listening right now and is like, well, you know, I want a house, but is it the worst thing in the world to just say, you know what it is, rent for a year or two and continue saving? Like, if you can save a little bit on the, it's going to be hard in California, but if you can save a little bit on the rent to save towards that down payment, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Is that the worst thing in the world? No.
Not really. I honestly don't think it's the worst thing in the world to buy now or just wait. Because I think both of you, we were talking about the last podcast too, how if you're buying a home for like yourself, realistically, you're probably going to live there for like 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you even thinking about like...
Oh, 2 years from now, it's going to drop. 2 years from now.
Yeah. I mean, again, that's assuming you can afford it. Mm-hmm. Now, it's one thing if like you're buying a home knowing you can't afford it and you can't make the monthly mortgage payment.
Right.
And then that's your reason. You're like, maybe I should wait. Mm-hmm. To buy this $500,000 house for $300,000. So instead of my payment being 2.7, it'll be like 1.8, and that mm-hmm. I can afford. Mm-hmm. That's different. Then yeah, you should for sure wait. But if your mindset is, well, this house is at $480,000, but I know it's not really worth that.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 years, well, you're not really gonna be, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. as long as you can afford it, I don't see the downfall in that.
Would you say it's tougher to gauge that in California specifically, where it's like, all right, $530,000.
I think it's a lot harder in Cali.
Yeah, like
just because I think, well, I would say anywhere, but for sure Cali, like the area you live in is super important.
Mm-hmm.
And very quickly, I mean, we've seen places like Temecula, Marietta, like on the upswing.
Mm-hmm.
Places like, what's that one place? Next Ontario.
Rancho?
Chino.
Not Rancho, not Chino. Upland. The other one. It's the one that you're telling me about once.
Eastville,
another like up and coming one that
coming up a lot too.
Yeah, like in the past 4 or 5 years, that's another one that's been like on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
So to that point, again, if you can afford it, I mean, I don't think you should really worry about in 2 years if it's going to be worth this.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're not patient, you might as well just get it. You know what I'm saying? If you're patient, then yeah, just wait it out. Like Kyle said, you just rent for 2 years and wait for this thing to drop like a rock if it does.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I mean, why are you worried about it being in 2 years not worth what it is today?
Yeah.
You know, because most likely you're going to be there for 10, 15 years. So.
And by then.
And by, yeah,
it's probably going to pass what
you're even all your expectations.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
That's so, usually how the housing market has been. So
pretty much, again, if you used to be able to buy a house for like $100,000, good luck doing that.
Yeah.
Damn. You know, houses, I remember houses like Omaha, Nebraska. Like this is where, funny enough, that's where one of my cousins live, right? Mm-hmm. Houses are dirt cheap. I'm talking like $80,000.
That's expensive to me. Live over there.
No, no, but I'm saying back then.
No, yeah, yeah.
Back then, it literally cost like 58, 60, 70,000.
Man.
This was back in 2000 and like 7, 6.
Yeah.
8. No, actually, no. 2010, 11. I was like, damn, that's super cheap.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's not even like that over there now.
And that's why I've like always had the opinion, like if you can get money in California,
yeah,
oh, you're set pretty much anywhere. You know yeah. what I mean? Because... Woo.
This place is not compared to anywhere else, except maybe New York.
Yeah.
And Seattle.
Yeah.
That's probably the closest competitor, like, you know, on the mm-hmm. same stand.
Yeah, I agree.
And then early in the podcast, we bring up a little about crypto. I want you to start this one.
So basically, I've been talking to a lot of people, hearing a lot of things about crypto this, crypto that, and we brought up earlier with the whole crypto mining.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's this new crypto. I don't know if it's new or not. Called SafeMoon.
In the last month or whatever.
And when I was being told this thing just sounds like a pyramid scheme type of scam to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to go through so many multiple steps first to go get approved. You got to go to just the to website. Buy it. I don't even know what. Never heard of a website. It's not even like a broker like
that. Yeah.
Like
Coinbase. It's not Coinbase. It's not like Binance. That. Yeah.
And you get charged a big fee to even purchase it.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you?
Whenever... We've talked about this like plenty of times. Mm-hmm. Whenever everyone starts talking about the same thing, I get mm-hmm. worried. I get really, really worried.
Yeah.
And I try to stay away. So from stuff like that, I'm just like, y'all can have it. If it takes off, more power to you.
Mm-hmm. But,
like not even Doge, where you can buy it like at Robinhood,
mm-hmm.
Coinbase, right?
Yeah. Stuff
like, at least you can buy it there. You know, you know it's legit. I think even
Weeble will let you buy
it. Yeah, Doge. That's what I'm saying. But when it comes to like going to third party and trying to purchase stuff like that, like that just tells me, like, I don't know about that one.
Yeah. You never know who's safe, doing safe, what with your money. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've been...
Yeah, and it's crazy to me because, like, how crypto always been a thing for so long since we knew
about 2010.
Like, 2010, mm-hmm. And now people are getting all big on it, like, talking about crypto that, crypto this. Oh, I'm going to buy a PC. I'm going to make a PC so I can, like, start my own crypto mining, crypto this mining. And that. I'm just like, this is crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
So I've been seeing a lot of people making their own coins.
Mm-hmm.
I've been people trying to sell me their own coin.
This is really getting in my, I mean, it's cool in one aspect that people are getting into crypto, but I do feel like it's getting a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
A little too crazy.
Because everyone is now trying to, there's CumRocket, I shit you not. That is one of the, it's CumRocket.
Wow.
That is a coin name, a CumRocket.
C-U-M?
C-U-M. Yeah. CumRocket.
I'm not buying anything.
So there's CumRocket. There's SafeMoon. There's Elongate. There's, again, everyone's just making their own coin.
I feel like there's a country that's ahead of our time right now, in a way, that's trying to avoid all this.
Oh, yeah, India.
Mm.
So India has now banned Bitcoin.
Is it Bitcoin specifically or all cryptocurrency?
I feel like
if you're banning Bitcoin, that's kind of everything.
If they said Bitcoin, but I assume all crypto if you're banning the biggest one.
Yeah.
But I'll just say Bitcoin. I don't know if people in India are able to buy SafeMoon. Do you get what I'm saying? So,
yeah, true.
Not to say you can. Maybe you can for my, the Indian listeners out there. Because we actually do have Indian listeners, funny enough. I checked the analytics.
Nice.
Hey, that's what's up.
So, okay. So as I was saying, there are so many people making their own coins, and I've seen it all over TikTok. Like you said, you've hearing people come to you talk about their coins, trying to sell you their coins. It's getting out of hand. Doge, which was the meme coin, mm-hmm. is now a reputable coin.
Yeah,
and now there are a million other meme coins.
It's crazy. Like, I don't even know what to think about it.
We were kind of talking about this before the pod as well. Like, what if you feel like you missed the boat? Don't, because there's plenty of stuff you can still get him. Invest in or trade, even on the stock market, mm-hmm. that we know is reputable, that we know, you know, has not these outrageous commissions and all these hoops you got to jump through that are related to crypto, you know, sure. Overstock, Riot, Mara, mm-hmm. like all these different stocks you can get into that are directly related to crypto and
mining
and blockchain and, all, yeah. and stuff like that.
Definitely.
Why not just do that then? Yeah. Like, you don't have to have FOMO. There's plenty of options for people yeah. out there who are like, well, I want to get in crypto. Where should I put my money? Yeah. And you want something a little more safe than Safe Moon, you know?
Or
Safe
Elongate.
Moon, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I
for sure.
heard of the other ones. I barely heard about Safe Moon. That's what I was told in person.
Yeah. No, yeah, there's a lot. And I know I'm missing it. But I saw some dude that made his coin recently as a joke. And then it was immediate, like, it was worth like 4 million market cap.
That's crazy, dude. Oh
my goodness.
And I didn't even show like how much he owned. I was like, damn.
Wow.
So imagine if he dumped it all. I mean, that's.
Wow.
Yeah, this is getting out of, I don't know.
It's getting out of hand, dude.
See, again, in one respect, I think it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, it is getting a little crazy. It just seems like.
NFTs were bad and stuff like that. Yeah. All that. All bags and.
Part Spags, of that NFTs, is the crypto. Culture we're in, though. Like, once something catches, all you need is something to catch steam.
Yeah.
And then
pretty much
everything just blows it just, up.
You know? I'm noticing everyone's in love with speculation. Mm-hmm. People are in love with speculation.
That's why freaking trading cards are blowing up now. Speculation. Trading cards, yeah. Is this gonna, Pokemon, you know, is my cards? Pokemon sports cards are coming back. Athlete. Like, is this rookie Zion card gonna explode?
Go, yeah.
And everyone buys it and
right.
by speculating that it's gonna explode, it explodes. You know yeah. what I mean? So I agree. People love that speculation, especially I think TikTok and stuff like that's a big part of that.
Yeah.
100%.
Because yeah. TikTok has a very younger audience. Mm-hmm. And so they've been able to influence a much younger generation into doing. I mean, you know what's damn? I'm glad I remember this. Jordan Belfort, mm-hmm. who we all know is the Wolf of Wall Street, yep. the real life Wolf of Wall Street, right? Mm hmm. That's a real guy for whoever doesn't know that and was mm-hmm. watching the movie Wolf of Wall Street. This man is now also shilling out crypto. Like,
wow.
He is now promoting crypto coins.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is smart for them because they know they're going to catch a bag.
And yeah, of course. He's been allocated. He's bought, you know, however much of this crypto coin and then he's going to go. His little TikTok was, all right, guys, I want everyone on this train. Everyone get on. This is the next wave. Don't miss out. I know when I see the next thing.
Yeah,
and man, we're in it. You're living it. Don't miss this opportunity. And he says, like the whatever the crypto coin it was. He says, all right, guys, I want to see everyone in the comments with how much this and that like they got. And I was just like, wow. This is getting yeah.
I mean, I'll say
crazy.
If you do end up catching like something out of it, just take it, please.
Yeah.
Don't ride it on that train towards the end of the tunnel where you're gonna and they're hitting a brick wall.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Like, if you're lucky enough to actually catch a bag on it.
Yeah. Like those.
I mean.
Yeah.
See, here's one thing. Someone recently told me how with Dogecoin, I believe 4 million new coins are made every year. Mm-hmm. So their supply is infinite. Mm-hmm. Versus Bitcoin's is finite. There are 21 billion or 21 million, I think, Bitcoin. We're at 18 million. We have 3 to go. It's very simple. Like the supply and demand, yeah. it's pretty simple. It's basic 101 econ. Like this is not rocket yeah. science.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was reading that like months ago when mm-hmm. Doji was like first being talked about as a mm-hmm. meme. And I was like, yeah, the supply has to stop. Mm-hmm. And then now we can start talking. So yeah. until that happens, it's still just a meme.
Kind of yeah, thing. It is. It's just... Bitcoin to me is easily the best one to buy. Mm-hmm. Yep. Unfortunately, it has gone above and beyond. It's what, like 50, 60K now?
Yeah, that was actually yeah. hit the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, there's Ethereum, Litecoin. There are other ones out there that you can still buy and afford. Because yeah. I know not everyone can afford a 60,000 Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. Let's just be realistic. For those who can't, there's Ethereum. It's still in the thousands. Litecoin is still in the hundreds. Yeah. It's not, you don't have to just be in Bitcoin. There are other reputable coins.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, even though Doge is the meme coin, and it has an infinite supply, I'd much rather anyone put into Dogecoin than SafeMoon. Mm-hmm. Or cum 100%. Rocket. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, yeah, but back then, Dogecoin, I would have said, like, that's a terrible investment. Mm-hmm. Just, if you're going to do it, take it as a trade. Now, you know what? If you're deciding between investing in cum rocket or Dogecoin, please go Dogecoin.
Yeah.
Because at least there are people like Elon Musk, Mark Cuban, people that are in positions talking about Dogecoin.
Accepting Doge payments.
Exactly. So maybe something changes with Dogecoin. Even though the supply is infinite, maybe something changes with Dogecoin that eventually takes it to being $1, $2, right? Mm-hmm. So even just on that, what's it called? Not theory, but, well, yeah, that theory, that thesis, I think Dogecoin isn't the worst investment.
Yeah. Especially if you don't have a lot invested.
And like, again, I've been telling everyone this. It's such a low risk, high reward. If it's
unless for you put your whole like savings in there.
I mean, but then if you're doing that, then you're just stupid. Yeah. Right. You're just reckless. Exactly. If you're doing that, you're just reckless. You know, then fuck it. There's nothing I can do to help you do, you know? That's just you. But if you actually, you know, just put a moderate amount, whether that's $1,000, $500, $2,000, that's not the worst investment, because maybe something changes. Maybe it becomes where it's tied to, you just never know, right? Rather than a cum rocket or safe moon.
Yeah.
Who is literally just, you know, it's just, yeah.
That's so funny.
Okay, so I have a rapid, it's not as black and white as this, investing never is, but I think it'd be fun.
Right.
Rapid fire, Amazon Bitcoin.
Oh, shoot.
Rapid fire? Damn.
Yep.
You should have said
like. Rapid fire. Amazon. Amazon.
Bitcoin.
Tesla. Bitcoin.
Tesla. Bitcoin.
Voces is two stocks. You're two Bitcoin. Crypto. Apple. Bitcoin.
Apple.
And this means any of them. So it could be Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin versus the stock. Apple.
Damn.
So we're talking Bitcoin. About. Like, wait, quick question.
Like if you're.
Are we talking about like. You can sell whenever, what would you rather
buy to hold?
Yeah,
than the ones I said.
Yeah,
I go Bitcoin.
All three?
Yeah.
All three stocks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? The one I would change is Tesla.
Tesla.
I think I would buy Tesla over Bitcoin.
Okay.
Just because Tesla is tied to Bitcoin.
But real quick,
but again,
Amazon thing earlier.
What Amazon thing?
The split.
Oh yeah. Well, okay. I'll say why though. As I said. Finite supply. Mm-hmm. That is why. There's a finite supply. At some point, there will be no more.
Mm-hmm.
All the coins will be mined.
Okay.
So what happens then?
Yeah.
Exactly. If we're at 60K now, that's why. That simply because of that.
Okay.
I think its upside in the short term is so volatile and so insane that I can't even put a number on what it could be. Does that make sense?
Like, for sure, yeah. It can hit a million.
Like, now, if we're talking 10, 20, 30 years from now, I have no idea. There could be legal stuff. I don't know.
It probably won't even be a thing anymore.
Yeah, there might even be, maybe Ethereum takes it over. I don't know. But in the short term, in the next 5 to 10 years, I think once this shit is done being mined and that supply is out and what's out there is what's out there, I don't even know what number to put on one Bitcoin. It could be as much as 250K. It could be as much as a million. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, it's just the unknown to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we're at 60K now and we can find places like Tesla are now buying loads, right? It's now being offered to wealthy investors. Different hedge funds and place institutions are now putting it in their portfolio. It's now the stock exchange is finally going to make its first ETF. Mm-hmm. It's gonna approve. So this is only all gonna increase.
Miss the actual boat. ETF might be a good idea.
ETF is a great idea.
Yeah. I think that's a better idea.
And like you said, you don't just have to get into Bitcoin or Ethereum or Litecoin. Yo, there's Mara out there. There's other stuff that's tied to blockchain that you can still profit off of.
Think even about if it's not Bitcoin. Riot. What was our first trade on Riot? What was the price?
$2.
Yeah, like $2.
Look at it now.
Yeah.
What's that now? 50?
Like 50 something.
Yeah. Yeah. So
look at that.
Yeah.
Overstock.
Overstock was at a dollar. Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Yeah. So we remember we first came in the 20s, dropped in
30s,
stopped even looking at it in like $9, $10.
Today hit a 80 something.
Yeah.
It hit over 100 at some point.
It did. Yeah. So. Like, yeah. I mean. the I think the growth in Bitcoin and blockchain and crypto is just insane. And that's why I would pick it over stuff like, even though, again, a safe investment, Apple and Amazon every single daily, you know. Mm-hmm. But just in terms of the next 5 to 10 years, what would I rather hold? It's probably that. Because I think it's, I just, who knows what the fuck can happen, mm-hmm. you know? The Amazon split. Over or under this year?
This year?
Yeah.
Under.
Under? Kyle?
This year?
I think it's over.
This is a hard one. I think it's over. I don't think they're going to do it this year. I don't think so.
Under.
Oh, wait. Would it be no, over? Over, right? Not this year.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, so not this year? Over.
No, wait. This year. Like, so over or under this year? So over under. Would...
Over this year.
Over this year. So that means you guys would be over. Yes.
Oh, then over. Yeah, yeah.
So I say under. I think it's going to be this year.
You think it's going to be this year?
I feel like they might have history shows. I think history shows it happens pretty fast. Tesla, because think about it. Both happen fast.
It usually happens in a time when the market can take it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we better find out in 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah, they report.
That's true. So you got to be able, the market could take that supply. We're in a bull market. We're having a great year for the economy right now. Like, everything's growing. I don't see why.
I think I'm just saying that because I don't want it to split.
You don't want it to?
But
okay.
Yeah, honestly, it probably I want that thing to split, bro. It probably is going to happen this year.
I actually want to own more multiple shares of it.
Oh, like to invest? Oh, yeah. For that reason, absolutely. Yeah, I'm talking about for, is that's it going to trade?
And think about it, it's still going to trade really well.
Because it'll still make it like $600.
Tesla still trades pretty good. Yeah. Okay. It's not the same Tesla, though. Let's be real.
It's not, but.
Okay, but think about it. Tesla from before is like a once in a generation type of thing, like once in a generation player for sports. I think that's what happened with Tesla.
Yeah,
come on,
similar.
I mean, it was like money bags.
Yeah, I don't think you can really get that until I don't win.
Yeah,
until the next big thing that we're waiting on.
Yeah,
I think it would be fun. You know, like
I
don't know if it'll trade the same, but it'd be fun. And doesn't that a split means there would be more shares available, right?
Yeah, I mean, if it's
that could be fun.
If it's a 4-to-1, 5-to-1, whatever
more
it might be.
More people put more money into this.
Yeah, for sure. Because think about, I don't know how many people, I mean, if the stock's at what, $3,000?
Yeah,
again, I've heard, because I've told people, like, if you want to invest in it, just get an Amazon. Like, it's a great, you know? He said, well, you can't really buy too many of Amazon. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, I get that. But but just own one, mm-hmm. because it would probably go up like $1,000 in a year, and that's probably more than you'd make. It's the same thing.
Yeah. And now they're gonna turn that one into 4 or 5.
Yeah. So instead of
when it splits, because it's gonna happen.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's for sure.
What do you think is gonna? And this is not really even new. Like, it's been always been talked about for many years.
It's been talked about for the last 2 years at least. Like, but, seriously,
what do you think the split would be? You have
probably
to guess one.
Probably four.
I want to say seven.
Seven. Seven. Wow.
7-1.
I guess 5.
I'm gonna go 4. I'll go 4.
5? Yeah, I think 5.
Because Tesla was $2,000, almost $2,000, and they did 4.
Tesla was a 5, no?
Tesla was a 5, I think.
Because Tesla was a 5 and Apple was a 4.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
I think,
if
I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right. Yeah. Apple was 4 for sure, and I think Tesla was 5.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go 4. I'll go 4. Okay. I think 4.
Yeah.
Because it's at like 3,400. Yeah, I'll go 4.
Yeah, I can see that. I think especially if it hits 4,000. I feel like, for whatever reason, I feel like that's the number. I feel like they're waiting for the 4,000.
Probably, yeah. Okay, 4,000 this month after earnings today.
Over, under?
Over, under.
Over. Oh, no.
Over, right? So not this month?
This month? Well, this month ends tomorrow.
Okay, so end of May.
I was going to say that. The only thing is, yeah.
In May? Ooh, that's
I'll give you more time. No. By July.
Okay, July, summer. I would say over.
I think under.
Still under? So you think it's going to happen?
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
Just because, I mean, if you think about it, summertime, summer is not really interesting to trade. So if you want
to
get in before the things die out, so you try and split sooner than later.
Wow.
And if it doesn't happen then, I think you wait till the end of the year.
Under.
Fourth quarter.
So by July.
Yeah.
I got to go over. I don't think it's going to hit $4,000 before the split.
Well, I mean, again, depending on whatever reports in an hour.
Today, they have to give a hint of that. That news does not come out for no reason either.
Right.
Today they kind of address that, you know what I'm saying? So they get a little idea of what's going on. And if they just completely ignored it, then I don't know.
Yeah.
The timing, you're right, is a little weird a week before earnings they announced.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, this news happened to come out.
Do you think that was a cushion, though? They know. I don't see how their numbers aren't good, though.
That's what I was going to say.
The numbers are going to be.
Look,
the same way.
Yeah.
The same way that Facebook wasn't a surprise. Apple wasn't a surprise. Microsoft. Google, to me, it would be a surprise if Amazon doesn't beat. How do you not beat?
Yeah. If it doesn't like, beat, then say goodbye to that run up to 4,000.
Exactly.
Especially yeah. UPS beating too.
UPS beating. I mean, it's all pointing towards stuff like Amazon. Again, Shopify, another thing. Mm-hmm. All these places are hitting everything because everyone's still ordering. Again, even me, someone who's not in the past, I've not been a huge Amazon user. In the past year or so, I've been doing nothing but Amazon.
Yeah. I would say 90% of my shopping is Amazon.
Just anecdotally, right? Which obviously isn't the best metric, but anecdotally, everyone I know personally continues to shop on Amazon, Amazon, Amazon. Everyone in my household, Amazon, Amazon, Amazon. People like my dad who he's like, hey, order me something. Just get it from Amazon. You know what I'm saying? Back then, you would go on Google and type something in. No, mm-hmm. Go to Amazon. It's going
to
be there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or you have to always at this store. Let's go get it.
Exactly. But that's now, non-existent.
Yeah, exactly, dude. I don't think there's been a week in the last year that has gone by that I didn't order for anything. Me or someone in the household or something.
For Amazon.
Oh, 100%.
That's why. Bro. So, yeah. Again, if they don't be very weird, there must be some weird. Yeah, you know why?
Drop like $200-$300, honestly.
I think it gets bought back up. We'll see though. I mean,
if they beat,
and think about it,
it's not even about the beating, bro. It's just they're gonna have to.
I'm talking about 4,000 by July. If they beat, let's say $200-$300 move,
and we saw Google beating, Google went up.
I think it's possible. Yeah,
when they announce how they beat,
and you guys think about they're pretty much the last ones not to split. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know Google hasn't, but Google's also not that crazy over price.
I just don't hope.
And plus, there's two.
That's what I'm saying. I just hope they don't go that route.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like multiple Google Googles, ABC.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, that'd be annoying. No, I doubt it though. I don't see why.
AMZ? Or AM, I mean?
AM and ZN. Something
like that.
Yeah.
So hopefully that doesn't happen.
Yeah. We'll find out though in a couple hours. I mean, in an hour or so.
I'm interested to see what they say. I just really hope they do address that.
The stock split? Yeah. Whether or not, yeah. I'm sure they will.
Say something, whether they like, we're going to deny the news, but nothing's confirmed.
Because what was the I wasn't at the screen when it happened. You had to tell me, but I didn't even know.
Bro.
What did they exactly say? Did they say possible split or did they say we're splitting?
Not possible.
Not possible?
Yeah.
Okay. A week before earnings.
It's rumored that Amazon do a stock split.
But damn, it's been rumored for a while.
Hmm. I mean, it flew.
But that thing just.
Yeah. Again, stock split, as we know, is bullish.
Extremely bullish. Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, it'll be interesting. That's all I got, guys. You guys got anything else? No. Any other little thoughts, topics? Wrap it up. Excited for next week. Tomorrow's Friday. Wrap up the week.
Just next week, my coin will be out there for y'all to buy.
What's going to be the name?
Bochy's coin.
What's it called? Young Jita coin.
Young Jita coin. Damn, I'd buy that coin, actually. That sounds pretty cool. All right, guys. Well, as always, this was episode 13. I want to thank all the fans, all the listeners. Thank you guys for tuning in. Shouts to you guys. If you guys have any topics, anything else wanted to you know talk about on the podcast, let us know. Any feedback, we always appreciate. And if we don't know you listen, you know, let us know. Don't be shy. Mm-hmm. You know, we
share it because this is a lot of good it. Stuff. Yeah, a lot definitely of people
share this pod.
Don't be shy.
Sharing is caring. Share it.
And again, let us know what you guys think. We appreciate all the listeners, as always.
Really appreciate y'all.
Just tuning in because, we love to make this. It's fun. And we try to be as funny and informative as possible and try to essentially make this topic not so dull, mm-hmm. You know? Because there's honestly not even a handful. There's maybe like two podcasts that I see that talk about the market and aren't dull. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones I watch because I think they're really fun. And they you know, keep it lighthearted and make, you know, it's not too... Not so
exactly. There's stuff that like I'm really interested in, and I'll listen to it. But even I'm like, oh
yeah, here we go.
Wait, I got another 30 minutes into this.
Yeah, exactly. No. So
yeah, if we can make this stuff sound even remotely interesting, I think we've accomplished our goal.
Exactly.
And a lot of you guys have given feedback that we do.
Yeah, so, we have. Yeah, very true.
Share it, and somebody else. There's always someone who wants the investing advice. And
very true.
We'll give it to you real. We'll give it to you straight.
Exactly. And a market update every week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this even if you're someone who doesn't necessarily watch the market every week, if you're just interested in the stock market, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. You get a market update every week on the overall economy, the state of different stocks. And obviously we give our little, you know, advices here and there on what to do, what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do Safe Moon.
That's pretty simple. pretty easy.
And for everyone who continues to ask all of us every single week, anything new? What else should I invest in? What should I do? again, as I said, it's not always that difficult. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just use a little basic common sense and that's it. You know, it doesn't have to make it so complicated. On that note, this was episode 11 of the House Rules podcast. These are your boys signing out. Until next week.
Later, guys.
Yeah.
You too.